tell her, and she said, Mama, who said every girl was cool? And she said she posted on her Facebook page or Instagram, whatever, all the time about God, God, God. And, but, you know, posted stuff, you know, about scripture and stuff like that. But face to face, when you see the girl, she's talking language that's not of God. She's speaking out of terms. I mean, we're living in a world that people need to be living what they profess.
There you go.
Right.
Because God's coming back.
Yes, he is.
And he's not going to take, I don't believe he's going to take those that are not confessing what they're living.
You're not.
I want to be ready.
Yeah.
More than anything, I've got to make it.
Hallelujah.
And I have to ask God to help me every day. Because I go through things in life. I face things in life just like y'all do.
You're right.
I'm not exempt from doing or facing things like everybody else. Just because I confess God that he's in my life. So when I face those things, I'm going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
I'm able to make it through. I'll be stronger with him being in my life. But, you know, people better be careful. Very careful on how they speak one way and act another.
You're right. Mom.
People are watching you.
They're watching
your life. You're not living it. Yeah. How can you get a hold of people that are not saved in your faith if you're not living the life that you claim to be living? They're not going to even take that, you know, what it's worth. So, more than anything, I know I've got the message of that.
I've got
Sweet name. Lord, as that night over in the presence of our hands was born, God, we help us in a way that we need to walk away from the face of the Lord.
Help, Lord.
God, we need to have fallen asleep during this time, Lord.
Keep us, Lord, today.
And Lord, we cannot wait anymore. Only going to have a spirit
help.
Of the Almighty to stay from your way,
help
Lord.
Us, Lord.
God, make us not harmful as a crowd before you, Lord. Let not trouble and trial, Lord, and persecution, Lord, have to come our way to make
keep us
bound, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Bless, bless each one. Wonderful Savior.
God, I'm asking you, Lord, just simply hear us tonight, Lord. Don't turn away a deaf ear, Lord. But God, magnify yourself in the way tonight, Lord. Stretch out your arms to the Lord. And help us, O Lord, tonight, Lord. We'll be desperately need help.
Glory to God. Bless. Have your way. Thank you, Father.
The pain that you pray about tonight,
Jesus, Lord.
You will not be praying the same way 6 months from now. The pain that you saw were so important tonight, they would fail in comparison to the pains you really prayed about. I pour out my spirit upon you. Yet he rejected me. This world has rejected me once again.
Jesus.
I stretched forth my hand, a hand of love. You took it as a hand of wrath. You would not bear it to me all I gave you. Therefore, the hour is coming. It will come upon you as a whirlwind. You sow foolishly to the wind.
Jesus.
Now get ready to reap the whirlwind. I'd rather you be hot and
cold.
Look warm as the love of brothers be in the house of God. Look warm as the love of brothers be in the mouth. I'd rather you be hot or cold. I'd be worse than that. But I cannot work in lukewarm. God help us tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Help me, Lord.
Bless thy people. Glory to God.
Sweet Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God.
Help us, Lord.
Amen. Let's just lift our hands right here and
help
ask
us,
God
Lord.
To send a direction.
Yes, Lord. Help thy people, Lord. I look unto you.
I believe God's wanting to help somebody.
Lord,
I believe God's wanting to stir somebody once again.
Thy people, keep us, Lord, encourage thy
servants. I want to tell
help
you,
us, Lord, not to be lukewarm.
It does not matter who you are.
For you. I
these
for
altars
you.
Are open to whomsoever
help.
Will.
Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Glory to God. Amen. Help us, Lord. Help us. Jesus.
Have you got a need, sir?
Help thy
people.
Have
you got a need, ma'am?
Yes, Lord. Glory
these
to God.
Altars are open.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless thy servants. Help thy servants, I pray.
Jesus.
Look to you, Lord.
Sweet
Lord, I look unto you. Help us. Help us. Glory. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thy people, Lord. Help us. Help us. Bless Sister Peggy. Lord, bless thy people. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Help us. Amen. Lord, have thy way. Have thy way. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. Bless us, Lord.
If I was unsure where I stood with God, I'd find me a place to pray.
Lord, I pray for us.
If I had something that I could not shake, something that I could not get rid of, I'd find me somewhere to pray. If I had something that was pulling me down,
Jesus, Lord, help us.
If I had something that was troubling me,
look into you.
That was a hindrance.
Jesus.
I think I'd find me somewhere to pray.
Praise God. Help us. Help us this day. Lord, bless thy people. I pray for us. Help thy people, I pray. Look into you. Glory to God. Bless all thy servants. Lord, I pray. Help us. Lord, search thy people. Lord, I look to you, Lord, with all can move up in you, I believe. Help. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, with that spirit of supplication, Lord, that we can grow fervent in you. Help us. We need you, Lord. Stir our hearts. Help us, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Be blessed. What else? The Father. Glory to God. You have your way. I know that all things. You know the hearts and the minds of thy people. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. That very thing that we need, Lord, as a congregation, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, oh Lord. Pray for souls, Lord. Pray for those that are not here. Lord, I look for you. Pray for us that are here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for us. Great, I know.
I know this is great different.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you what I feel like doing.
Hallelujah.
I feel like giving a general altar call.
Hallelujah.
I believe God's dealing with somebody. I believe God's speaking to somebody.
Help us, yes. Lord. Help us.
Brother Irvin, before you give it, before that time, I'm gonna, I feel like now is probably a good time to share it. I told you the other week when the Lord had laid on my heart, I told my wife when I got up that morning after the Lord showed me something. I'm just waiting for the right time to have that guest the best to take. I woke up all during the night, you know, and I wake up about 3 o'clock, praying, you know, that's really the best thing to do if you can't sleep. It helps you go to sleep. But I laid there and then I got to sleep again, and I was at my place of business, and I had a building that I seemed like I hadn't been in. It seemed that way, even though we're in them all the time. But when I walked in there, I saw leaves piled all over the floor. I saw brush overgrown in the building. And when I walked in there, I saw things that had been put in there under my nose. And I asked, my mother was there and my brother was there, which was odd. I asked them, I said, who put these things in here? Whose possessions are these? And my brother spoke up. He said, they're mine. And I just turned around and I walked out and I walked toward the back of the lot, toward the edge of the woods, and I saw mass graves. I saw wooden tombstones lined up in rows and rows. I saw a big mass grave that was freshly dug. And as I walked to a pile of rubbish that was piled up, and I turned around and just was amazed at what all of a sudden appeared at my place. And I heard some heavy panting. And it startled me because I didn't know what kind of animal it was. And when I turned around, a lamb came out. A lamb about middle age. He was bruised on his head. He had sores all over his face. He was stricken with hunger. I just threw my arms around him and began to pray for him and love on him real good. And when I saw him and he came out, I said, Lord, it's a lamb. It's a lamb, Lord, it's a lamb. As I began to love on them and pray for them, then another one came out. As I turned away, they began to follow me. I began to pray about that right there. You know, that morning when I went to work, and the Lord laid on my heart, he said, what the leaves represent, it represents the season. It represents time that's gone on in the past. It represents the overgrowth and the things that were in the building that was under your nose or things that have been going on right under the church's very nose, and they didn't even realize what was being put in that place of his
right.
As I walked toward the back and I saw the man's grave, I saw great persecution. I saw his people, which was what the lambs represent. They were in hiding, they were malnourished, they were beaten, they were bruised. But you see, they were kept by the grace of God. God kept them until that point in time. In other words, he was able to keep them. Yeah. Amen. Even though there was mass grave and there was a freshly grave dug right there, which tended to look like there was more on the way. But you know, when they came out, they were looking for somebody just to love on them real. I tell you now, there are those out there that's like that.
Yes,
there's
it is,
people
brother.
At one time, amen, have come in, they go yeah. out, they because of church hurt, right. or maybe just because, you know, they just, I don't know, just got some down and out, they didn't know what to do, but they're looking for somebody to love on them.
I
tell you the meaning yeah. of it, I feel yeah. like in my heart,
yeah.
great persecution yeah. is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Mm-hmm. There'll be some, amen, that's going to make it through it. But
yeah.
you're not just going to make it through unscathed.
Right.
And I told you a while ago that the thing that you're praying about now, they're going to fail in comparison to the things you're going to be praying
right.
about
that's
6 months from now.
Right.
You think these things are important and requests you give in? Some are, yes.
Yeah.
But the frivolous thing that you ask day to day, they're going to be the fathers from
right.
your mind.
Right.
You're going to go through some
yeah.
things, and God's going to try us with fire
yeah.
on this side. We're going to be up against it, I'm telling you. People are going to come upon them suddenly without warning.
Yes.
You see the signs are all around us.
Mm-hmm.
We see them coming, and yet we will not hearken into his voice.
Yes.
Right.
We will not hearken into his voice.
Glory to God.
One man said, I tried to get you on your knees, but I'm going to drive you to your knees.
Right.
He's going to drive the church to her knees. We had about 4 years. We just lived it up, did we not?
Yeah.
Did we not just live it up? And now look what he's gave us. We should have took the time and been more prevalent in our prayer.
Yeah.
We should have
yeah.
took the time and increased the number in the
yeah.
house of God. We thought
yeah.
we had it bad, did you? You ain't seen nothing yet,
beloved.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
Mother's going to turn against daughter.
Jesus.
Daughter's going to turn against mother.
Yeah.
Son's going to turn against father.
Yeah.
And father's going to turn against son. That's the word of God. It's upon us right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You're going to find
yeah.
out that church folk and the house of God's going to turn on one another. Those that are lukewarm and cold
yeah.
and indifferent. We talk about those that are not here. They're called. Amen. God said, I can deal with that. But those that are lukewarm in the house of God, those are the ones he has problems with. He
yeah.
has
yeah.
those that are lukewarm. Amen.
Yeah.
You come in, you
dress.
You come in, you sing the song. You come in, you do everything seeming just right. But down in your heart, amen, you've just got a form and a passion. You do not love me dearly like you say you do. You're not sold out to me like you claim you're sold out to me.
Help us.
And therefore, I want to send you.
Glory
I want to send you, amen, some things to draw you back closer to me. For
yeah.
so I soon loved the world. I gave my son for the world.
Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah.
I love the world and the things of the world and mankind himself.
Yes.
I'm telling you tonight,
glory to God.
We keep coming like we're coming. We're not going to accomplish anything. We just want to come in and go out. Come in and go out.
Jesus.
And it's going to be less and less and less and less unless we fully get surrendered
Jesus.
And commit our life to Him.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling
praise
you,
your name.
People laughed at me when I told you things 4 years ago
yeah.
what was coming. Told them to prepare themselves for it. And they said, it looks foolish. But look at it now. Look
right.
at the shelves in the grocery store now.
Uh-huh.
Are they filled? No. It started a year ago. You're going to see it get less and less. Me and Brother George were talking earlier. You're going to have money in your pocket, but you ain't going to buy nothing. You ain't going to be able to afford to buy a loaf of bread. You ain't going to be able to afford to buy a gallon of gasoline. You ain't going to be able to pay your light bill. Amen. You see, these things are coming. We took them for granted.
Right.
We never thought God and thanked Him for those things.
Yeah.
And therefore, they're going to be taken away from us.
Yeah.
This has been a land of plenty. But
oh,
we're
yeah.
going to find out that the land of plenty is going to go through a dry time.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
going to go through a dry spell.
Yeah.
Thank Peter that God is going to give us a hope and credit to grow closer to Him and grow closer to each other. We're going to be able to show the love that we proclaim that we
yes.
have. We're going to be able to show the compassion that we claim that we've got inside of us.
Jesus.
The gifts of the Spirit of God are going to be able
help.
To be working throughout this
help.
Time. And we need to be at
help.
Our best in those things.
Amen.
For surely it's coming upon us.
Amen.
It's coming, brother.
Yes,
it's coming.
Yes,
stick Lord. Your hand in the crowd and to be foolish and think it's not. You're foolish. You're being foolish tonight.
Oh,
you're being foolish with your life.
Right.
You're being foolish. foolish with your spirit. You're being foolish with your family. These things are coming here at the door. They're here right now. They're knocking on our door. I'm telling you, you better get your house in order.
Keep
us. You will not make it unless you buckle down and get your house in order. I believe you can bring the raven in the wilderness. Amen. I believe you can bring man out of heaven. We can start seeing some miracles take place in our lives. Why? Because we're going to be forced into, amen, believing God again.
Right.
We're going to be forced into believing faith again. He's going to test us. And faith is the only thing that we're going to have to be able to sustain us. And I believe God will keep us. He's going to keep His hand upon us. It's going to be a trying time.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be one more trying time.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Thank God. Look up. Look up. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look up for eternity. And the hour you came up. To God be the eternal glory. Hallelujah. To His holy name.
Search our lives.
Look under you, Lord.